It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is the Four Wheel Parts Down and Dirty Show Off-Road Edition, powered by Polaris Razor. We're taking it back to the roots, getting dirty and covering all things off-road, because pavement, well, that's for it's gloves off, in your face, on the edge, and the way off-road should be. We're your definitive source for all things dirt.
4WP is more than a store. We're truck and Jeep experts and have been for over 50 years. From wheel and tire upgrades to full custom builds, 4WP has you covered. Whether you want to order the best parts online or shop in-store, do the work yourself, or get it done by a pro, all roads lead to 4WP. Do your rig right. Shop online or find your store at 4WP.com.
And we're here on the Four Wheel Parts Down and Dirty Show Off-Road Edition, powered by Polaris Razor. Thanks to all you guys for tuning in. We got an interesting show today. No guess, you just stuck with me, but good reason. We have all of the 2020 desert racing calendars out, and I got to say, man, this is shenanigans. We are going to break down this calendar. I think a lot of these promoters literally took a dart, threw it at a calendar, and picked out the dates. Best in the Desert got their 2020 calendar out. Scores got theirs. We know about the KOH dates, know about the Mint 400. We're going to dissect it all today. It's going to, maybe not make everyone happy, but we're going to do our best to wade through the shenanigans and chaos that is going to be 2020, especially to start the year. So that's what's on tap today. If you're a desert racing fan, you're going to enjoy it. If you're not, well, probably not so much. Yes, thank you guys for tuning in. Please hop over to iTunes, hit the subscribe button. Much appreciated for everybody who does. And if you really like us, leave a rating and a review. It really, really helps us out in the iTunes charts. Thanks to everybody who's done that. I am Jim Beaver at JimBeaver15. If you guys don't know, probably by now you do. So that is kind of what's happening today on the show. I know it's kind of a short week for me. Literally, just got done a vacation in Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Santa Monica. It was a great 4 days. And literally here for a day, and then I fly to Reno to host the Lucas Oil races this weekend in Reno. So short week for me. We're trying to cram three shows in. So we've got the national show, this one, and then I've got my weekly podcast over on Project Action. So doing three shows today. So we're keeping this one nice, tight, short, but it's all relevant info with these 2020 calendars out, and I think you off-road fans will enjoy the chat on that. Looking forward to today's show, man. This is something, us racers, we all wait every single year for the calendars to come out. You know, what new events are going to pop up? Our date's going to shift. Most of the time, it's just like par for the course. Same old, same old, same old. This year, no, not so much, man. Lots of new stuff coming. So very excited to be able to talk about that, kind of dissect things. And, I'm sure I'm going to get a ton of feedback from the promoters. My phone will blow up after this drops. And you know what? Don't care. Anyways, if you guys are going to be in Reno this coming weekend, please, come on out. Wild West Motorsports Park will be up there. It's a rad one, man. They got that big, big jump. I like to call it ski jump, that big long downhill. It's pretty rad. It was only going to be a single event, but this has turned into a doubleheader because of what happened at Wheatlands, where the tornado kind of ripped through the track there. So doubleheader this weekend in Reno, should be a good time. Hopefully you guys are able to make it out if you're up in northern Nevada area and listen to this show. So definitely looking forward to having some fun time, getting to call some short course. It's I guess it's been since Crandon since I've been able to do that. But should be a good time. Make sure and check us out. And, you know, if you're in the area and, you know, tweet me or hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media, Instagram. And let me know if you're out at the track. Would love to meet up with listeners to the show. All right. We are going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into these 2020 calendars and a whole lot more right here on the Four Wheel Parts Down and Dirty Show Off-Road Edition powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crandon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Anywhere is possible. It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire's wide variety of tires for whatever it is that you drive. Whether you're looking for off-road capability balanced with impressive on-road performance or ultra-high performance offering all-season traction designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has what you need to get where you're going. General Tire, providing anywhere as possible with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
Do you race or are you a weekend warrior? Have you checked on the date on your helmet recently? Don't get caught off guard by using an outdated helmet. Impact Racing, the leader in motorsport safety, has new SA 2015 helmets to fit your budget. Whether you're looking for a helmet with a full carbon fiber shell to take you to victory at the Indy 500, or just looking for some helmets for a weekend at Glamis, Impact Racing has a helmet for you. Find out more information at ImpactRaceProducts.com or on Facebook at Impact Safety.
Super ATV is the industry leader in aftermarket UTV and ATV parts and accessories. Super ATV products are designed, engineered, tested, and manufactured right here by Super ATV. Whether you're looking to upgrade your suspension, get stronger axles, or you're looking for a new winch to get you out of a tough spot, Super ATV has what you're looking for. And since we know you're in a hurry, we offer fast, free shipping to the lower 48 states on all orders. Visit superatv.com now and get your UTV or ATV dialed in.
Welcome back here to the Four Wheel Parts Down and Dirty Show Off-Road Edition powered by Polaris Razor. And I know we've got 2020 calendars to get to. We're going to dissect that in a minute. Almost forgot at the top of the show to tell you guys, though. I mean, talk about Christmas, you know, coming every time the calendars are out. And sometimes it's kind of lame. But this year, there's a lot to talk about. Well, you know, speaking of Christmas coming early, July 28th, yes, this Sunday. If you are tuning in, I guess, before Sunday, you got a big day coming. If not, well, the cat's already out of the bag. But Polaris Razor dropping their all-new unit, the 28th, the game changer, the one you guys have been waiting for. It is dropping this weekend in Las Vegas at the dealer show. It is coming. I think, you know, everybody, it's all hands on deck. Everybody's going to be excited for this. I have no idea what it looks like, what's coming our way. But I got to tell you, I am absolutely stoked to see what our partners at Polaris Razor have up their sleeves. So, yes, you definitely you definitely want to be tuned in on social media on the 28th because something very, very big is coming from Polaris Razor, and I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed with what announcement comes. So, yes, the 28th, be locked and loaded. We'll have the full dissection of this new unit next week right here on the Off-Road Edition as well as my national show. But we've got big things coming from Polaris Razor on the 28th. So be ready. It is going to be a game changer once again. And those dealer shows are always hella fun. Definitely a whole lot of fun. So, yeah, you know, Can-Am played their cards. Everybody's played their cards except for Polaris. Obviously, I think Kawasaki's got their unit coming this fall. But, yeah, we're going to see what Polaris has up their sleeve because I think it's going to be good stuff. And I don't know, maybe it's time for me to build a new race car. But, yes, Polaris Razor got big news coming the 28th. Be locked and loaded for that. All right, moving on to this calendar, these shenanigans. So Best of the Desert dropped their calendar for this year. I'm looking, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 races, right? And not all of them are car and truck, and not all of them are UTV. Actually, are all of them UTV? I think all of them are actually UTV. I don't know. No, except for the Parker 425, excuse me. So 7 UTV races, like 6 car and truck races I'm looking. But they had theirs. SCORE has their 4-race calendar. We've got, you know, King of the Hammers has their hybrid event with UTVs, trophy trucks, also the Ultra 4s. We're not factoring that into this calendar. Just the events with car and trucks, UTVs. So we've got that. And then we've got whatever this new Martelli series is. And we need to get Matt back on the show to chat. I know rumors are they've been trying to put on a third event next year and have a mini series. I don't know if that's going to happen. But we do know Mint 400 UTV World Championship will be run you know, on or close to their dates. Mint 400 locked in, UTV Worlds not so much, because I from what I understand, Best in the Desert held the permits for the UTV World Championship. Mint 400, the Mad Media, owns the permits. Best in the Desert owned the permits. Mad Media owned the race. So those permits for the UTV World Championship actually went, you stayed with Best in the Desert when Mad Media and Best in the Desert kind of parted ways, you know, late April of this year. So I believe, you know, the Best in the Desert bringing back their event, the Hare Scrambles, that was that permit from what I understand, which we'll get into that in just a minute. But I'm looking at this. So, yeah, 2 races from Martelli's, 1 from Ultra 4 Racing, 4 from SCORE, 8 from Best in the Desert. You pack all that into a 12-month calendar, and we're not even factoring in SNORE here because a lot of SNORE racers just run SNORE. I guess their big event of the year is in December, Rage at the River, where it pulls people from all different series. But that one, there's no conflict. You know, they've had that date set in stone for years at this point, and rightfully so, man. It's an amazing event. SNORE does, you know, a hell of a good job, and that's become their marquee event. Even though SNORE 250 has been around for, like, 50 years or whatever it is, you know, it's still their premier event. You know, Rage of the River pulls over 400 entries. It's crazy. Yeah, you know, looking things over, you know, I guess I what I did was I combined all 4 series calendars into one thing. So we're going to start in January, run through the end of the year, and, you know, and I'm just going to dissect things along the way. So, you know, kicking things off, we got January 10th and 11th, the Parker 250. That date actually changed last year, moved a week deeper into January, which was great. It used to run right up against New Year's, and man, that is it really made for a tough time. But January 10th, 11th, solid spot there for the Parker 250. That is a dirt bike UTV race, you know. So that race set in stone there in January. It's been there for a long time. That didn't move. Then January 22nd through the 26th, Parker 425 actually moves up a couple of weeks. A lot of people are probably wondering, sorry, I just cleared my throat on air. I never do that. I need one of those fancy talk buttons they give us for TV where you clear your throat, boom, hit the talk button, right? I need to get one of those. I need to get on that. Yeah, so 425 moved up a couple of weeks, January 22nd through the 26th. That was a good move because KOH dropped their trophy truck race out of the blue last year, kind of screwed up the 425. I mean, I was very vocal over KOH doing that. I actually did not have a lot of friends on the KOH side because of that. But hey, man, I call spades spades, right? Everybody's always thought I was a Best in the Desert loyalist. As you will find out today, that is not the case. I am an off-road loyalist. I want what's best for the sport, what's best for the competitors. I don't care about the series. If you make a bonehead move, I'm going to call you on it. If you make a good move, I'm going to call you on it. I am completely neutral. Nobody will ever say I am biased. And you know, Parker 425 moves into January. That is an actual really, really good spot for it. Used to be over Martin Luther King weekend around there. This is very close to the original dates back with SCORE. And I mean, when the race was founded in January, I like it better. I think the town of Parker likes it better. This is a very good move. Also, it gives room before KOH, which follows it. So 425 moving to the January 22nd through the 26th. It's going to be really good. It's going to give drivers the opportunity to run this. They're going to have a week and a half or so prep before this trophy truck race. This is a rock solid move. Very, very good thing. Best in the desert. I applaud you for that. Don't go to war with KOH. Just concede. Move it back. It's the OG date. It used to be like, this is perfect. It was a very, very smart move. And it's actually also because they've got the pre-run the 12th right after the Parker 250. It used to be like a month would go by before the race. This means the course actually looks very similar to how it does on the pre-run. You don't have that month gap. You've only got a week and a half gap. So this is good by all intents and purposes. Very, very good. Gives people ample time, whether they're running the KOH or if they're looking at, I would say normally the Mint 400, but now we've got other races in February. Gives them more prep time. So solid job on the move of the date of the Parker 425, best in the desert. Then we move February 1st through the 8th to King of the Hammers. Obviously, you've got the Ultra Force in action, but the big thing is they've said the trophy trucks are back, or whatever they're calling them in KOH. I'm just going to say trophy trucks for all intents and purposes. And UTVs. UTVs run that opening weekend. You know, I was going to run last year, and it would have been Parker and UTVs almost within 24 hours of each other, and I couldn't do both, so I chose a 425. But, you know, that's good. That's been there. So we're really, really good so far through the first three races, through the 1st of February. Rock solid, right? Here's where stuff hits the fan, right? Most people come out of KOH, come out of the Parker 425, you're prepping for the Mint 400. Well, what does Best in the Desert do? They dropped the Laughlin Desert Classic February 20th through the 23rd. And this is one of those, what? Right? I mean, and this is not a Laughlin of old. Laughlin of old in January used to be huge with SCORE. I think Snor has now kind of taken the reins of that with their big Laughlin event with, you know, 400 plus entries in December. This is only 2 months removed from that Snor event. Laughlin Desert Classic, 20th through the 23rd, which ends up being a week and a half before the biggest race of the year, the Mint 400. You know, and it's also, you know, what, 3 weeks, a month after the 425, 2 weeks after KOH. It wasn't heavily attended in October when it really didn't have any competition. Like, I really don't see this thing being very well attended. Like, to me, it's just crazy for all reasons. I don't know why they put it there, but it, to me, this is the first bananas move. People aren't going to run this. They're going to be concentrating on the Mint 400. You know, and coming out of KOH, Parker, like, I don't get it. I do not get it. And, you know, and then you move a week and a half later to the Mint 400. This is the same date. It's been on for years now. Everybody knows it. Everybody's got it locked in their calendar. It's always the same date, give or take a weekend. You know, obviously, sometimes it's 1 week later, 1 week ahead. It's right around the same time. This is good. I like it actually better earlier in March than the later date in March. But then it actually gives you room between, is there a short course race? Is it Glen Helen that runs in March? Or I don't know. I'm so confused. We're not even talking short course today, because you overlay that data and this thing just turns bananas in a hurry. So we're sitting here at the Mint 400. So for those of you keeping track, if you actually run a UTV and you're running for a championship, most UTVs are going to run the Parker 250. They're going to run KOH. They're going to run, if you wanted to run all the races, I mean, that's four races in 2 months. That's crazy for a UTV team. That and we're talking like KOH, a week-long event. Mint takes a week-long commitment. That's like four races to kick off the year in a UTV. That is bananas, you know. And then you move literally 2 weeks after the Mint 400 to the Laughlin Hare Scrambles. Everybody's going, what's this? So this is one of the races they resurrected from from being 6 feet under, and it's a UTV/motorcycle only race back in Laughlin on that, you know, using somewhat similar course, the Laughlin Desert Classic, exactly 1 month earlier by Best in the Desert. One, nobody likes Laughlin. Two, that course sucks. And three, you're running it, you know, twice within a month of each other. Like, that's just bananas to me. So, yeah, so if you're running a UTV, you're up to five races to start the year through March 20th. Oh, let me change that. Let's make it six for a UTV because the 25th through the 29th score has the San Felipe 250, which I will say is in a logical place in March. They avoided the UTV World Championship overlap. It traditionally has been a March race. Good move by Score. Applaud Score on that. High fives to everybody all around. Everybody wants to run San Felipe. Everybody wants to run the UTV World Championship. They finally fixed that problem. Teams can go to both. Very, very good move, Score. Thank you, Roger Norman. Nice job. See, I can give high fives when I want to, and I'm giving one to Score now. And, So for those of you keeping the tally at home, if you're running a UTV, you're going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 races deep by the end of March in a UTV. That is one race, what, every 2 weeks? It's crazy. Who has that budget to do that? 6 races to start out the first 3 months of the year. If you're running a trophy truck, you could be 1, 2, 3, yeah, you're going to be 4 races deep. 4 races deep for the first 3 months of the year. No, 5 races deep. This is just crazy to start the year through March. Who has this budget? There's not that much money in off-road. We've got problems. All right, so then we move to the beginning of April. This is rumored dates. If they keep the traditional spot, UTV World Championship will either be on the weekend of April 4th or the weekend of April 11th. Don't know quite yet, but... you know, so that's another one crammed in there for UTVs. So you're going to, by the first weekend of April, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 UTV races. Like, that is madness. And these are, if you're running for a Best in the Desert Championship, which has kind of become the premier championship for UTVs, you got to run them all. Everybody's got to run KOH because you need that media exposure. Everybody's going to run the Mint. Like, you know, everybody wants to run San Felipe. This is just bananas. Then you move into Silver State, which is April 30th. That's kind of a, you know, it's always been there. It's actually a rad course, but nobody runs it. It's just kind of one of those races that's there. It draws a few entries, but... there's no flash. There's no real media exposure. There's no real reason to race it unless you're running for a championship. Hate to say that, truth. Then you move to the Baja 500. This is one of the big, bad crown jewels of off-road. Everybody wants to be there. That's been on the same weekend for 50 years. They ain't moving it. If you run up against the Baja 500, I'm just telling you, you're screwing yourself because that day ain't moving. Then you basically have June, July off. So I guess if you're a UTV or trophy truck guy, it's like finally, oh, wow, we actually can have a weekend to ourselves. Move into August, Vegas to Reno, 12th through the 15th. It's always that middle weekend in August. It's been that way for years. That isn't changing anytime soon. Then we get into more shenanigans in September. You got the Baja 400, the 16th through the 20th. You know, that's been there for the past couple of years. I know they had, what, the Tijuana Desert Challenge. Now it's the Baja 400. Score's always, the past few years, run a Baja event, kind of that middle weekend in September. We've kind of grown accustomed to it. Then literally 4 or 5 days later, Best in the Desert threw, brought another one back from 6 feet under, the Battleborn 250 in Tonopah, Nevada, September 24th to 27th. This is one of those, honestly, if they get 100 entries, they're going to be lucky. With where it's scheduled around Baja, because it's in Tonopah. And Tonopah is that weird town. Like, I actually like Tonopah. The problem with Tonopah, the course is rad up there. I like Tonopah. The problem is there's like 50 hotel rooms, literally in the whole town. So you have to rent RVs. You have to rent campers. It's a royal pain in the ass to race that race. It's, simply put, it's a royal pain in the ass to race that event. Not that people don't want to. There's no hotels. There's no nothing up there. It's just there's no real restaurants. There's, you know, McDonald's maybe, or that actually closed, I think. Maybe a Burger King at a gas station. Like, it's there's not a lot in Tonopah, so this race is tough. And, you know, honestly, most of the hotel rooms are gone because Best in the Desert takes them for their staff. There's just not a lot up there. And it's a long-ass drive. You know, it's halfway to Reno. It's just a long-ass drive to go and do that event. It's a tough one. So I don't predict that being a very, very highly attended race. It's there. It's on the calendar. We'll see what happens. That's kind of a head scratcher to bring that one back, especially because the next event they've got, everybody loved. But we talk about the Baja 400. We talk about that new Tonopah race. We're also mixing in the Off-Road Expo and SandSports Super Show. SandSports, I believe, will be the weekend. It's either going to be on the Tonopah weekend or the Baja 400 weekend. And then you got the Off-Road Expo, which has the potential to be on the Battleborn 250 weekend in Tonopah, or the weekend after. Hoping it's the weekend after, but it all depends on the way the schedules and calendars line up. But we got conflicts of the two biggest off-road industry trade shows of the year as well, which a lot of the sponsored big factory name drivers, they've got to be at those shows. So we got stuff coming at us from all angles here, and it's like I said, at some point I think they took a calendar and a bunch of darts and just started throwing. Wherever it landed, yep, we're going to put an event on that weekend. Boom, we're going to put an event on that weekend. I mean, I guess the one positive of this is there's no races run on top of each other, but there's a lot of them back to 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 back. And I say it that many times, and it's actually that many times. It's crazy. So we move into October. They actually, Best of the Desert, instead of running this where it used to be in the beginning of October, they're running it late October, 22nd through the 25th. This is the Blue Water Desert Challenge, my absolute favorite race of all time. It's in my backyard. It's a short course style desert race, 30-mile loops. You run three of them 2 days in a row. You know, this is one of those fun ones. You go, you race for an hour and a half, you're done. Drivers love it. It's, you know, the past couple years they ran it was over 200 entries. It's just an insanely fun race. And, you know, I am very excited to see this back on the calendar. It's going to be big. I am just stoked it's back. It's going to be interesting moving it that deep. I know a lot of people love to have, this is one of those weird ones. You can actually spectate it via boat. We literally run down this asphalt section right in front of the river, and you can be sitting on a boat, drinking beer, watching an off-road race. It's a very unique experience. Moving that late into October, the weather's going to be cooler, which is actually going to benefit the racers, but you know, the spectators like to sit on their boats and things like that. It might affect, they'll probably still be out there, but, stoked to see that back. Thumbs up, two thumbs up, Best in the Desert, solid move. Then you wrap things up, the Baja 1000, 16th through the 21st of November. That date's been there, kind of like the 500 for over 50 years. It ain't moving. It is where it is. You want to run up against that, you're just screwing yourself. Also got SEMA thrown in there before that. And then once again, thank you, Best in the Desert, for not running an event in December. Nobody wanted to do that anyways. The only off-road event worth noting in December is the Snore. You know, the Snore race there in Laughlin, Rage at the River, that's become kind of a really capstone event for the off-road year, you know, in the off-road calendar. So I don't know. I'm just looking over this, and it's a lot of damn races, whether you're a trophy truck or a UTV guy. If you're a UTV guy, the first 3 months of the year suck. That's it. They just suck. And I don't know, man. I wish we've come to the point where either these promoters need to get together. You need to Score's got three races worth noting. Best of the Desert's got, you know, two or three worth noting, three worth noting. And then you've got Mad Media with their events. You got this King of the Hammers thing. Like, I'm to the point where I think that, you know, you go back to the old days of Pro Dirt, and a lot of you guys have no idea what I'm talking about. Best of the Desert and Score, you know, they had all these races, and there was only really the five or six that mattered. So these buggy guys got together, all the Class 1 guys, and said, hey, we're going to go as a collective. We're going to throw some money in the hat. We're going to run our own points championship. And we are going to run the races that matter. And, you know, it's, you know, and they ran their own championship and it meant something. And I think we're to the point with, you know, desert racing in general, we need to do that. We need to look at Score. We need to look at Best in the Desert. Be like, look, you got a bunch of events. Nobody gives a rip about running. We're going to, you know, we're going to do our own thing. And I think it's come to that point where we need to get together as a collective, figure out six, seven dates and just do it, you know. You know, maybe have, I would love to be involved in that, especially in the UTV space, looking at the front of this. And, you know, the sad thing is I think people are taking, these promoters are taking advantage of the UTVs at this point because they know that's where the entries are, right? There's over 100 UTVs competing in Best in the Desert. So, you know, hey, let's throw an extra race together. And we're, instead of just being cars and trucks, we're going to throw UTVs in. Or if it's a motorcycle race, instead of just being motorcycles, we're going to throw UTVs in because they know it's an instant 100 entries if they make it a points race, forces these guys to go, and then that cracks their nut. I think UTVs at some point need to realize the power that they have in their hands because we are the masses. And, you know, and really, you know, we can control our own destiny. Right now these promoters are controlling it for us, and it's not a pretty picture, to be honest with you. You know, we are definitely not the ones getting rich. It's bleeding our bank accounts having to run all these races. Meanwhile, the promoters are, you know, are definitely collecting our entries for 100 entries, you know. So figure that, you know, it's 100 UTV entries at, you know, like, say, Vegas to Reno, it's like, what, $1,400? You know, that's $140,000. Granted, a lot of it goes to you know, a lot of it goes to land use fees, insurance, and stuff like that. But yeah, that's a chunk of change UTVs bring just in entry fees to these events and things like that. So I don't know, man. It's a wild schedule for 2020. I don't know what more to say on that. We've wrapped out on it for quite a while at this point, but should be interesting to see what happens. You know, I've got to get my calendar together. You know, makes you wonder with sponsors what they're going to say. Hey, we want you at these races, championships don't matter anymore. What? Like, I don't know. This is a crazy calendar, and it's going to be interesting to see the way things shake out, that's for sure. So, yeah, we are going to take a short commercial break here on the Off-Road Edition, the Full Parts Off-Road Edition, powered by Polaris Razor of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. And we'll wrap things up when we come back after this break.
Oh, man, that was a hell of a ride.
Go check out MyMedic.com for the best first aid kits on the planet and save 15% with discount code JimBeaver. Again, MyMedic.com, discount code JimBeaver, and save 15%. It's cheaper than a funeral.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports. The sound of the racetrack. And the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next cat-back exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And use code 911 for a 15% discount. Welcome back to the Full Parts Down and Dirty Show Off-Road Edition, powered by Polaris Razor. Just going to wrap up the show, talking 2020 calendars this week, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. Once again, July 28th, that's this Sunday, Polaris dropping their new unit. Be tuned in on social media. Check that out and see what Polaris Razor has up their sleeve. I'll be up in Reno this weekend at, you know, at the track there, Wild
West Motorsports Park. I get that and Wild Horse, mixed up. But this is Wild West Motorsports Park. Definitely, if you're in the Reno area, check that out. I know it'll be airing on television at a later date. But give me a follow at Jim Beaver 15 on social media. Make sure and check us out on the web, downanddirtyshow.com. All kinds of off-road and just general motorsports content being dropped daily on the website. Subscribe over on iTunes to all the shows. Leave a rating or review. Definitely helps us out. Big thanks to Polaris Razor, General Tire, Four Wheel Parts, obviously, Vision Wheel, Dirtfish Rally School, Gibson Exhaust, my good friends there at Impact Racing, just everybody that helps us. My Medic, we got some amazing partners in the show, Super ATV. Go to MyMedic.com, coupon code Jim Beaver, that'll get you 15% off, and JB Dirtfish, that'll get you 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School as well. So, thank you guys for supporting the show. Make sure, once again, go over to iTunes, subscribe to it, and share it on social media. Tell your friends if you like what you're hearing. If not, I guess just stay silent. Anyways, we will see you guys next week. We'll have a big guest back next week. I just thought today warranted dissecting this crazy calendar that we have upon us. So, thank you guys. We'll see you next week. Be safe. As always, game on.
4WP is more than a store. We're truck and Jeep experts and have been for over 50 years. From wheel and tire upgrades to full custom builds, 4WP has you covered. Whether you want to order the best parts online or shop in-store, do the work yourself, or get it done by a pro, all roads lead to 4WP. Do your rig right. Shop online or find your store at 4WP.com.